Ellen Gilmer joins us, Bloomberg Security, Homeland Security reporter. Ellen, talk to us about what's happening here, how this border security issue is being tied into foreign aid. Where are we on that?
We are in some ways, it kind of feels like we're in the same place as we were a few months ago. But in reality, there have been a lot of backroom conversations. So basically, aid for Ukraine, as well as Israel, but Ukraine is the more time-sensitive block of aid, is tied to policy changes for the U.S. border. Republicans have said they won't advance any more aid to Ukraine unless there's also a package to change policies at the U.S.-Mexico border. They're talking, they didn't reach a deal by the end of the year, so that had been their goal. They didn't do that. They're still talking. They talked to Secretary Mayorkas yesterday, so we'll see.
Away from the images and the thoughts, Paul mentioned the busing, Michael Barr in the news, busing in Chicago and all. I would say in the last 10 days in this nation, the migrants and border is just absolutely front and center. There seems to be no other issue. Is that your observation, your reporting in Washington, that this issue has just come to the fore?
It definitely is at the fore, and part of that is because in December, the number of migrant arrivals at the U.S.-Mexico border was astronomically high, and we don't have those final numbers yet. We can look back to a month earlier, November,
right.
Very, very high.
Let's start with why. Why are they so high?
It's a complicated question. It's a combination of factors. You know, regional migration in the Western Hemisphere is high all over the place. So that's one thing, right? You have countries like Haiti, Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua. People are trying to leave at unprecedented levels, and they're trying to come here. Republicans will say they're especially trying to come here because it's easy for them to get in. If they get in, it's easy for them to stay, and that's in part because of our extremely backlogged system.
Just because of time, if it's easy to get in, easy to stay, is that a new phenomenon of the last 12 months, or is that a 5-year or 10-year phenomenon of the United States of America?
It's a combination. It's always been the case that the U.S. is an attractive place to come to. It used to be the case that it was mostly like single adult workers who would come and then work and then leave. Now it's more families and people who are fleeing their countries and coming here and seeking to stay. That is not new to this administration and certainly not new this year, but it is something, you know, we've seen more and more in the past 5 to 10 years. The numbers we're seeing this year, we haven't seen before. Also, though, the Border Patrol used to not be as good at catching people, and people weren't just crossing the border and turning themselves in, which is often the case now. So it's a little bit hard to break down those numbers and do an exact
apples-to-apples comparison. So, Ellen, in any case, I mean, this has been a front and center issue for the Republicans, particularly the far right of the party, for a long time. It dominates, their news cycle. But now this is something that the Biden administration, presumably, given the numbers you just cited, has to deal with and has to come up with some type of solution here. Is there a sense that there's a renewed urgency on the part of the Democratic Party and the Biden administration to get something done?
Absolutely. I think if that weren't the case, you wouldn't see them sitting down at the table trying to strike a border deal. That just the bits of the conversation that have been shared publicly, again, most of this is behind closed doors, but people on the left and immigrants' rights advocates are quite concerned with how far right the Biden administration seems to be willing to go on this.
Yeah.
And I think that's a testament to how they know they can't do nothing on this issue.
Ellen, thank you. Ellen Gilmer with us. We'll hear from her again. Just really, really helpful there here on Homeland Security.